Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife and the Wildlife Restoration Program. Smiley Nava served as borderlands biologist at Texas Parks and Wildlife before retiring last year. His job involved understanding and developing conservation strategies for the natural resources along the shared border between Texas and Mexico.
We have ecosystems. We have natural resources that we share between Mexico and the state of Texas. We're talking about an area that is a little over 1,200 miles in length from El Paso, Ciudad Juarez, to the mouth of the Rio Grande. And that's all inclusive of the area that is my project.
Nava identified local, state, and governmental partners in Mexico to join this mission. During his tenure, Nava said one border city in particular led the way.
The city of Nuevo Laredo, they have an ecological department. It's a subdirectoria de ecología, as it's called, subdirectory of ecology. They make sure that there's conservation implemented. If they're clearing out trees, that they're replanted, native vegetation. They're very proactive. They're setting the example and showing their other cities along the border how this can work and be beneficial.
Learn more about borderland ecology and other conservation topics on our website, passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today, with support from the Wildlife Restoration Program, providing funding for the private lands and public hunting program. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.